We'll start on the bottom of Pei Zayin Amud Aleph with Toshma, which is two lines up from the bottom. And what we're trying to figure out is what day of the week was Rosh Chodesh Sivan. We know that the Torah was given on Shabbos. Kuli Alma lo pligi. Everyone agrees. Now, if Rosh Chodesh Sivan was on Sunday, then the Torah was given on the 7th of Sivan. Right. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Shabbos. If, on the other hand, Rosh Chodesh Sivan was on Monday, then the Torah was given on the 6th of Sivan. And that's machlokes between Chachamim and Rabbi Yossi. And the Chachamim hold that Rosh Chodesh Sivan was on a Monday, and the Torah was given on the 6th of Sivan, on that Shabbos. Whereas Rabbi Yossi holds that Rosh Chodesh Sivan was on a Sunday, and the Torah was given that Shabbos on the 7th of Sivan. So the Gemara now quotes a Braisa, which says, Shishi, Shishi b'chodesh, Shishi b'shabbos. It means the following. If Rosh Chodesh was on a Sunday, then Shishi was on a Friday. So the 6th of the month was on a Friday. Just one second, let's just work this out. Shishi was the 6th of the month, and it was also the 6th of the week. So that would mean that Rosh Chodesh was on a Sunday. The Kashel Rabbanon, and that's against the Rabbanon, because Rabbanon hold that Rosh Chodesh was not on Sunday, but rather on Monday. So the Gemara answers, Hanami Rabbi Yosihi, that you don't have to ask a kash on the Chacham from this Braisa, because this Braisa can be attributed to Rabbi Yosi, who holds that Rosh Chodesh was on Sunday, which means that Friday, which is the sixth day of the week, was also the sixth day of the month, and Shabbos was the day of Matan Torah. So now the Gemara asks to clarify this Braisa, Shishi Lamai. Why are you telling me that this was on the 6th? In other words, we're not concerned with the 6th of Sivan, according to this Braisa, because the 6th of Sivan was on a Friday. So of what relevance is it that you tell me it's the 6th? And Rava tries to interpret this. Rava Omar, on the top, Pei Zayin Amud Beis. The Shishi here is Lechanayosam B'Midbar Sinai. In other words, on Rosh Chodesh, they came to Midbar Sinai, and the Torah tells us that they encamped Keneged Ahar, and the Bryce is telling us that the sixth day after they set up their encampment was the sixth day of the month of Sivan, and it was the sixth day of the week. It was on a Friday. So since Rosh Chodesh was on a Sunday, and that's the day in which they reached the wilderness of Sinai, then they started Rosh Chodesh Sivan on Sunday, was the first of Sivan, and they completed on the 6th of Sivan. The 6th of Sivan was Friday. And according to Rava, that's the pshat, that it was 6 days after they encamped in Har Sinai. Rava Achabar Yaakov, on the other hand, Omar, he holds Lemasa'an, that this 6 day was the 6 day that after they left Rephidim. Right, Rephidim was the first stop on the way out of Mitzrayim. And on the very day that they reached Rephidim, they traveled to Midbar Sinai. So on one day, which is Rosh Chodesh Sivan, they had two encampments, two chanoyos. They had a chanoya in Rephidim, and they were able to reach Midbar Sinai on that very same day. So the Gemara now analyzes the machlokes between Rava and Rav Acha. Because Miflegi, the Shabbos Demora, they're arguing about the scope of the laws of Shabbos that were given at Mora, at an encampment called Mora. And Dichsiv, in the Aseres HaDibros, not in Parshas Yisro, but in Parshas Vaschanon, the Pasuk says, with regard to Shabbos, Shomer es Yom HaShabbos L'Kadsho, and then it says, Kasher Tzivcha Hashem Elokecha, which literally translates, as God had already commanded you. So before Matan Torah, before Aseres HaDibros, they already had received the command of Shabbos. Omar Rabbi Yehuda Omar Rav, Kasher Tzivcha B'Mora. Alright, so they got to a place called Mora, and there the Pasuk says, Sham Samlo Choku Mishpat, and they were given a number of different mitzvahs at Mora. The Gemara tells us in Sanhedrin that one of them was the Shabbos. So already before Matan Torah, Kasher Tzivcha teaches me that they had already received the Shabbos. Now, Tosus points out that this should not be identified with the man. It's true that when the man was given to Klal Yisrael, some of the laws of Shabbos were transmitted because they weren't allowed to collect on Shabbos. They had to collect a double portion on Friday. But that's not what Kasher Tzivcha means. Kasher Tzivcha is not referring to Parshas Haman, but rather Kasher Tzivcha, which appears in the Aseres HaDibros, in the context of Kibud Av Va'em, that has to do with Mora, because amongst the various mitzvahs they received at Mora, one of them was Kibud Av Va'em, and the Kasher Tzivcha adds Shabbos. So now they've already received Shabbos at Mora, before the Aseres HaDibros was given to them. Marisover, according to Rava, a Shabbos Ifkud, but at Chumim lo ifkud. Even though at Mora they received the laws of Shabbos, the prohibitions of Shabbos, but that's only with regard to 38 malachos. There's one malacha that was not given to them at Mora, and that's Malechas Hotzah, which is, the Gemara uses the phrase Tchumim. Literally, Tchumim means that you're not allowed to go more than 2,000 amma outside the city limits. But in this context, the word tchumen is used in a more general sense to refer to carrying. And there was no prohibition about carrying. Therefore, on Shabbos, they would be allowed to, number one, go outside of 2,000 amma. And therefore, according to Rava, it makes sense that when they left Rephidim, they arrived in Midbar Sinai on Shabbos itself, which would mean, number one, that they traveled more than 2,000 amma on Shabbos. Number two, it would mean that they were carrying, because they had to carry many, many different things. There were 3 million people here. So they came to Midbar Sinai on a Sunday, and that's the Rishon, that's the first Chanoya for Kabbalah Satorah on Sunday. And again, when did they arrive at Midbar Sinai according to Rav on Sunday? It means they must have been traveling on Shabbos, and they were allowed to travel on Shabbos because although 38 out of 39 malachas were given to them at Mora before Har Sinai, but nevertheless one, namely carrying, was not given to them until Har Sinai, meaning at Mora it was not given to them. Now, where is the Isur of Malacha if it wasn't given at Mora? So that's Machlokas Tanoim in the Gemara in Sota. According to one opinion, There's a pasuk in Shmos Tezayin. It says, "Al Yetze Ish Mimkomo B'Yom HaShvi," and that's going to establish the Iser Tchumen. The other sheet is that Tchumen is only Drabonon, and this pasuk is not, at least not Lehedra, it's not explicitly referring to the Iser Tchumen. Umar Sover, but Rav Acha Bar Yaakov is of the opinion that Atchumen Nami Ifkud. They were commanded at Mora on Tchumen, which means they wouldn't be allowed to travel on Shabbos. Therefore, we have to assume that they got to Refidim and to Har Sinai on that same Sunday. And again, we know that they had to have gotten there on Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Sivan, excuse me, and that would give them the next week or so, a little bit less than a week, to prepare for Matan Torah, which took place on Shabbos. And therefore, Rav Acha has no choice but to say that they left Refidim on that Sunday and they arrived at Har Sinai or Midbar Sinai. Toshma, we have another Braisa. Nisan Shebo Yotzu Yisrael Mimitzrayim Barbasar, which literally translates as the month of Nisan when Bnei Yisrael left Mitzrayim on the 14th of Nisan. Left Mitzrayim. So that was during Nisan. And Be'arbasar shachtu es Pischeim. And on what calendar date did they shecht the Pesach? That's on the 14th. So far everything's perfect. But then it says, U'b'chamishasar yatsu Ula Erev Laku Bechoros, that they left Mitzrayim on the 15th, that's fine. But the last three words, that's a Pella. It says, La Erev, on the night after they left Mitzrayim, Laku Bechoros. Makas Bechoros. So the Gemara says, this is impossible. La Erev Salka Daitach, the word La Erev means the night following the day of Yetzias Mitzrayim. We know that that's not so. We know that Makas Bechoros took place before they left Mitzrayim. And the Pasuk says explicitly that after the Bechoros died, that's when the Mitzrayim sent them out of Mitzrayim. Ella, but rather we have to amend the text, and it should read, Mi ba'erev laku ha-Bechoros, on that night, meaning the night after they shechted the Korban Pesach on the 14th, the night of the 15th is when Makas Bechoros took place. The Oso Ayom, and that day, which is the 15th, Chamishi B'Shabbos Hoya. This was on a Thursday. So again, they left Mitzrayim on the 15th of Nisan, which is a Thursday. If the 15th of Nisan was on the 15th, then Reish Yarcha, then Rosh Chodesh Iyar was Shabbos, so it was on Shabbos. Okay, let's try to see if we can figure this out. The month of Iyar has 29 days to it. It's a chaser. And if they left Mitzrayim on the 15th of Nisan, then in order to get to Rosh Chodesh, which would be the 29th of Nisan, you would have to add 15. You'd have to add 14 days. 15 days.
14.
Yeah, I think it's 15 days. Let's just see if it's right.
Probably 15.
Oh, so let's assume it's 15 days. Let's see how that works out. So if you add 15 to 15, then you end up... Just 1 second. How do you end up on Shabbos? Let's say 2 weeks later would be a Thursday. So why are we adding two more days? 1 second. You know what? I think in the English, in the art scroll, I think he has a chart for this, if I'm not mistaken. I don't have that I don't have that in Masifta. Let me just see. I'm going to read it one more time in the Gemara. The Gemara says, just 1 second. All right, 1 second. I'm on the wrong page. So give me a second here, because I'm operating here with two different Gemaras here. Okay, let's see.
You know what I think the difference is? I think the difference is whether ER is chaser or malai.
Yeah, I think we're assuming it's chaser at this point. I think. Let's see if I'm right.
Right.
Bear with me for just a minute. He says the following. That... just 1 second. Why do I keep losing the place here? La'erev salkadakta la'ema mi ba'erev laku habachoros. Mi ba'erev laku habachoros. Trouble is that this Gemara repeats itself over and over again, so I just want to get the right place. Let's just see. Oh, so I was on the wrong page. Okay, here it is. Min chamisa b'nisan b'chamisha b'shabbos reish yarcha de'ir shabso. Ah, so I was wrong. I told you that the month is mole, is chaser, because I was thinking of Iyar. Iyar is actually chaser, but we're talking now about Nisan. That was my mistake. So Nisan is going to be a chodesh mole, and therefore reish yarcha de'ir shabso. So let's just see if we can look at the chart over here. We have the 15th on Thursday. He calls that chart number A. And then 2 weeks later would be the 29th. Just 1 second. Would be the 29th. Would also be a Thursday. And the last day of Nisan would therefore be Friday, which is the 30th of Nisan. So if you fast forward to ER, you'll see that the first of ER is on Shabbos. Okay? Now we go on to the next month. V'reish yarcha de Sivan chad b'shabso. So let's just calculate that. ER is going to be a chaser. So you have 4 weeks of ER. 1, 2, 3, 4. And that gives you Shabbos 4 weeks later, the last day of ER. And therefore, Sivan begins on a Sunday. Kasha l'Rabbanon. The Rabbanon hold that Rosh Chodesh Sivan was on a Monday. So I expected the Gemara to answer that this Braisa is Rabbi Yossi. Let's just see. I guess the Rabbanon are hard pressed. They want to interpret the Braisa according to reflecting their own Shita. They don't want to always fall back on Rav Yossi. Amri Le Rabbanan, the Rabbanan would say, Iyar Dahi Shata Ibure Abrua. That this was an exception to the general rule that Iyar is a chaser, and they were Ma'abra, the son of Iyar. Ma'abra here in this case means they made it into a mole. And if you make it into a mole, then Rosh Chodesh Sivan is postponed by 1 day because you've given another day to ER. ER now has 30 days. And that you'll see in chart B. Nothing changes in chart B until you get to the ER. And you'll see in ER there are 30 days in the month. That's reflecting the Rabbanan Shita, which means that Rosh Chodesh Sivan is now on a Monday because the last day of ER is on a Sunday. Now this is a little bit of a funny kind of thing, that ER should be a mole, which means that there are two moles in a row, consecutive, Nisan and ER. That's not usual. Alright. So I'm not sure. I think there's some sort of a footnote here, but I prefer, if I could, to use the Hebrew translation. Let me just see if I can focus on the Hebrew translation here for a moment. Just make sure I got the right place, because again, this Gemara repeats itself so many times. Just 1 second. Where am I? Whenever I switch from one to the other, I have to reorient myself. Oh yeah, here it is. Iyar dahi shata ibure abrua. So he says the following. Kishem shebizman shayu mekadshim es hachodesh al piri'iya. We're going back to a system that was not a calendar, said calendar, but the system of Kiddush HaChodesh that existed before the calendar. which means they waited for two witnesses, and during that period of time in Jewish history, when Beis Din was Mekadesh L'Chodesh based on Eidus Re'iyah, Lo Haisa Kviyas L'Shonim Amu'baros V'lo L'Kviyas HaChadoshim. There was no set, you know, you couldn't predict in advance as to whether any particular month would be a Chaser or Mole. Mochein B'Zman Shekimus HaTorah Kodem Shenitna. And during this very limited period of time in Jewish history when they were Mekayim the Torah before it was given, Nagu Alpi Hilchos Re'iyah, they went back to Kiddush Alpi Re'iyah. Well, this was the precedent to historically to Kiddush Alpi Re'iyah. And therefore, they would decide whether a month should be Chaser or Mole. So there was no calendar that was Kavua. They would make this decision. Now, why did they decide to make Iyar into a Chodesh Mole when it should have been a Chaser? He says, we don't know exactly what motivated them to expand the month of Iyar, make it into a Mole. And then he ends with the words, Sod Chachamim B'Chachmas Emes. Okay, so there's another kind of a Torah that's called the Chachmas Emes. So we don't really know the answer to this question. Toshma, we have another Braisa. And the Braisa says, the Lo Abrua, that this Braisa, in contrast to the previous Braisa, maintains that Iyar was a 29 day month, Chaser. And now we go through Nisan, Shebo Yatsu, Yisrael, Mitzrayim. Again, we're going to have to make that same amendation. B'arbas ha'shachtu pischem b'chamisha ha'yotzu l'yerev l'aku b'makos b'choros l'erev salkadaitach ela ema mi b'arev l'aku b'choros. Okay, now v'oso ayom chamishi b'shabes hoya, and the day of the 15th of Nisan when they left Mitzrayim was on a Thursday. Hishlim Nisan, which means the word Hishlim is a synonym for the word Mole. Hishlim means Mole. Nisan was a Mole. So Nisan had 30 days. The era, when is Rosh Chodesh Iyar? Lios B'Shabbos. So Rosh Chodesh Iyar is on a Shabbos. Okay. So far, so good. So if we go back to that chart for a minute, assuming that the month of Nisan was Mole, then Rosh Chodesh Iyar was Shabbos. That's fine. And now we have to ask how many days are there in Iyar? So he says, V'era, okay, now Chaser Iyar, so Iyar is not a Mole, it's a Chaser, it only has 29 days. V'era, Rosh Chodesh, Sivan, Lios, B'Echad, B'Shabbos. Kashel Rabbon, and Homani, Rav Yossi. Okay, that's explicitly Rav Yossi Shita. Okay. Now we get to Rav Papa. Omer Rav Papa. Okay. Toshma. All right. Now the pasuk says, "Vayisu me Elim." You had a lot of miracles that happened in Elim, if I remember correctly. Anyway, they left Elim. Vayavokal adas bnei Yisrael, and then it says, "El midbar sin b'chamisha sayom lechodesh hasheni." All right, so on the 15th of Iyar, they arrive in a place called Midbar Sin. Now we have to rack our brains and figure out how this Brisa knows for sure that the day of of the 15th of Iyar, we call it Pesach Sheni, right? That, well, actually, Pesach Sheni is the 14th. On the 15th of Iyar, and of course, Iyar is called the second month because Nisan is the first month, and that day was Shabbos. Okay. Now again, he's saying that the day in which Vayisu Me'elim Vayavo El Midbar Sin was on Shabbos. I mean, that can only reflect the Shita of Rava that at Mara they didn't receive the prohibition against carrying and against going Chutz L'Tchum. Alright, so this Gemara apparently is against Rav Acha Bar Yaakov, who says that they were not allowed to travel on Shabbos because they already had this tzivui included in the observance of Shabbos that was given at Mara. Elim is after Mara. Alright. But be that as it may, how do we know that Oso Yom Shabbos Hoya? So this has to do with the complaints of the people of Israel. It says, after it says Vayavo al Midbar Sin, it says Vayilonu kol adas b'nei Yisrael al Moshe, Vayomer Hashem el Moshe, hineni mamtir lechem lechem min hashamayim. So the people were complaining when they reached Midbar Sin, which we said was on the 15th of Iyar, about famine, that they didn't have enough food to eat. So at that point, the Kodesh Baruch Hu tells Moshe to tell the people that he's going to bring down man tomorrow. So the first day of man was on a Sunday. How do we know that Moshe Rabbeinu told them that tomorrow we're going to bring down the man? The Siv, the Pasuk says, Uboker, meaning the following morning, Ureisem es Kvod Hashem. And the next part of the Pasuk says, Bishamo El Es Tluno Sechem. So you'll see the glory of God who's going to respond to your gripes, your grievances. Uksiv, and the Pasuk says that Moshe told them, Sheshes Yomim Til Ketuhu. Go out and collect the man each day of 6 days. Ubiyom Hashvi, Shabbos, Lo Yeh Bo. In other words, on Shabbos, after the 6 days of man, you're not allowed to collect the man. So we see that the first day of Yeridas HaMan was on Sunday. And that's why Sheshes Yomim Til Ketuah. For the next 6 days, until Shabbos, you're allowed to go out and collect the man. So now it comes out the following, that they arrived in Midbar Sin on the 15th of Iyar, and the very following morning they received the man. And the man we know came down on a Sunday, that we've already derived from the Pasuk, Sheshes Yomim Til Ketu. But here, when they arrived Midbar Sin, that's when they started complaining about the famine, and that's when Moshe Rabbeinu told them, Uboker, the next morning, Urisem Kvodas Hashem, etc. And that Uboker of Yeridas HaMan, we know, is on a Sunday. So therefore, when Moshe stands and tells them, Uboker, that tomorrow, etc., you'll see them on, that was on Shabbos. So now we know that Shabbos was Rosh Chodesh Iyar. I'm sorry, scratch that. What I meant to say was that the 15th of Iyar was on a Shabbos.
Was Shabbos.
Oh, so let's
see. The one thing is, they obviously did not arrive there on the Shabbos because they weren't traveling. So they must have arrived there on Friday before Shabbos, no?
Well, we're going according to Rava that in Mara they did not receive that part of Shabbos that prohibits travel. This brisa does not reflect the Shita of Rava Acha Bar Yaakov.
I see. Oh, okay, sorry. Oh. So they could have arrived there, like on, they could have arrived there on the Shabbos.
On Shabbos.
They said there's no.
And on that Shabbos itself, they complained about the lack of food.
Right.
And Moshe Rabbeinu brought down the word of God that l'machar boker, on the very next morning,
right,
you'll see the hand of God. You'll see the glory of God. And that was on a Sunday. So it must be that he was talking to them on Shabbos. So now we know that the 15th of Iyar was on a Shabbos. Umidecha Mesar B'Iyar Shabbos. If the 15th of Iyar was Shabbos. Now let's assume that Iyar is Chaser. It's only got 29 days. Is then from the 15th until the 29th. We have 14 days, right? 14 plus 15 is 29. Is that means that 2 weeks from Shabbos would be Rosh Chodesh. I'm sorry, 2 weeks from Shabbos of the 15th would be the last day of Iyar, the 29th. That would also be on a Shabbos. Ah, so it means that Rosh Chodesh was on a Sunday. Is Kashel Rabbanon?
Rosh Chodesh is Shabbos.
No, the 29th, which is a full 14 days after the 15th, is the last day of Iyar, which means that Shabbos, is the equivalent of the 30th day, that would be on Sunday. And that would be Rosh Chodesh. Rosh Chodesh Sivan was on Sunday. And that's against the Chacham. Amri l'chor Rabbanon, Iyar dahi shata ibure abrua. So we've always, confronted this answer, in which the Chachamim say that Iyar, and I'm thinking of Happy Mother's Day, right? So Iyar was a mole. Again, we don't exactly know why they made Iyar into a mole, but having done so, Iyar has 30 days, which means that on Sunday, it was the last day of Iyar. Not Shabbos, 14 days after the 15th, but rather the next day, which is Sunday. So Sunday was the last day of the month of Iyar, because we've now swelled up Iyar from 29 to 30, which means that Rosh Chodesh was on Monday, which is exactly the sheet of the Chachamim, and therefore the Torah was given 6 days later on the 6th of Sivan. Amalei Rav Chavivi Michoz No L'Rav Ashi Toshma. Now we have another brisa. Now, by way of introduction, this brisa that we're about to study now doesn't work out according to anybody. I guess it's a third shita. Vayehi b'chodesh harishon. Oh, this is fascinating. What we're going to do now is we're going to work backwards. In other words, if you tell me what day of the week is a certain calendar date this year, I can tell you what day of the week was that same calendar year a year ago, going back in time. That's what we're going to do now. So the Torah talks now about Shana Shenis. Right? So in the second year since they left Mitzrayim. Vayehi b'chodesh harishon, b'shana shenis. So we're talking about the first month, which means Nisan, in the second year. And on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, the first Echel Chodesh, hukam Mishkan. The Mishkan was erected. I have a note here, he says that before Rosh Chodesh Nisan, there were 7 days of Miluil that took us from the 23rd of Adar to the 29th of Adar. During those 7 days, they were Makriv Karbonos, special Karbonos. They sanctified the Kohanim, and they prepared the Mizbeach. Moshe Rabbeinu, on each one of those days, erected the Mishkan and took it down again, until he got to the 8th day, which was Rosh Chodesh Nisan, and on that day he erected the Mishkan, and he did not take it apart. Tana, and the Brisa says, Oso Yom, that day on which the Mishkan was established, Natal Eser Atoros. There were 10 firsts that took place on that day. So that day can be described as a first in 10 different ways. Okay. Now, first of all, it was Rishon Lemaisa Bracious, which means it was on a Sunday. Okay, that's in the second year. So, oh yeah, that's not Sivan, that's Nisan. Okay, from the fact that Nisan in the second year was on a Sunday, we're going to determine when was Rosh Chodesh Sivan on the previous year. But we're not ready for that yet. First, we have to go through this price. Number two, Rishon Linesium. What does that mean, Rishon Linesium? I mean, after all, the Nesium had already brought their karbonos during the Shiva Simei Miluim, the Shmoni Simei Miluim at the end of Adar. So the answer is Nesiei Ashvatim Nadvu Karbonos Lechanukah Sabayis Vikrivum Miyom Zevielich Nesiachad B'chol Yom. So it seems that in addition to the Shiva Simei Miluim, when they were bringing Karbonos on a daily basis, the Nesiim, the princes of the Shvatim, began their contributions of Karbonos for Chanukah HaMizbeach. And that lasted for a full 12 days, because there are 12 Shvatim. So the first day on which the Nesiim brought their Karbonos was Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Next, Rishon Lekuhuna. Again, even though the Kohanim were doing Avodah during the Shiva Simei HaMiluim, but Bikvius, in other words, when did they step into the institution of Kuhuna? That was only on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, and that's when the Avodas HaKarbonos was given over to the Kohanim, and exclusively to the Kohanim. He has a note here where he says that Ad Oz, until that day of Rosh Chodesh Nisan, Ikravas HaKarbonos Oysa Avodah B'Bchoros. Oh, that's very important. He quotes the Gemara in Zvachim that the Avodah HaKarbonos was implemented by the B'Choros until the day of HaKarbonos HaMishkan. And that has to do with Bama, I think, because until the day of HaKarbonos HaMishkan, they would build altars. And who would do the avodah on the altars? Those were the b'choros. So this all, the transition was on the day of HaKarbonos HaMishkan. So that's called Rishon LeKuhuna. Next, Rishon LeSeder Avodah. And this has to do with Karbonos HaTamid, which is otherwise known as Karbon Tzibur. And there were a lot of Karbonos that had to be brought from the Trumas HaLishka, which means that there was a partnership of all Klal Yisrael in those monies, and those monies were used to buy Karbonos Tzibur. And the beginning of that Seder, of that regular sequence of Karbonos Tzibur, was on the day of HaKarbonos HaMishkan. Next, Rishon LeYiridas HaEsh. Now, it's even though they brought Karbonos during the Shiva Simei HaMiluim, they did not witness the great miracle of a fire coming down from Shemayim until the Mishkan was built. And that means till Rosh Chodesh Nisan. So that's the first day of Yiridas HaEsh. And the Pasuk in describing that day says in Vayikra Tes, says, Vateitzei Esh Milfnei Hashem, Vatochal Al HaMizbeach. Next, Rishon L'Achilas Kodshim. So he says in the footnote, in the name of Rashi, shall add us until the first of Nisan. Hayu ochlim bechol makom. Umeata, now starting with Rosh Chodesh Nisan, nischad shalloch ashein ein ochlim kodshim chutzim chitzosom. Which means that kodshim have to be eaten in the Azorah, and kodshim kalim can be eaten in the city of Yerushalayim. Rishon Lishkon Ashchina, that Hashem was Mashrit Shchina in Yisrael on the Mishkan, and that's a pasuk that says V'yosuli Migdash V'shachanti V'socham. So before that comes a Mishkan, there was no Ashras Ashchina, and all this took place on the eighth day of the Yimei Hamiluim, which was the first day of Nisan. Rishon Levarech Es Yisrael, Birchas Kohanim took place for the first time on that day, and that's also described by the pasuk Vayisa Aaron Es Yodav El Ha'am Vayivarchem. Rishon Le'Isra Bamos, as we said before, up until the Hakamas HaMishkan, anyone could theoretically set up his own backyard altar and be Makriv Karbonos, and he would need the Bechor to be Makriv. And Rishon L'Chadoshin, right? The Rosh Chodesh Nisan is the first of the month. Now here I'm a little bit lost, because this is the second year, when the first year, I don't know, he just has a footnote here, Chodesh Hazeh Lachem Rosh Chodoshim.
I think it means Nisan. I think it means Rishon L'Chadoshim. Doesn't it mean that it's Rishon L'Chadoshim, that Nisan is the first month of the year?
Right, but why in the second year? Why not the first year? In other words, we've been working very hard to understand in all these 10 things that they emerge for the first time on that Rosh Chodesh Nisan of the second year. I'm just trying to figure out, why wasn't there Rosh Chodesh on the first year? And I'm thinking out loud here, but I may be way, way off the mark, that although they did calculate Rosh Chodesh on the first year for sure, but nevertheless they did not fulfill the mitzvah of HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem Rosh Chodesh. I don't know, that doesn't make any sense. Alright, I'll leave it right now as a question. In any event, what's absolutely clear here is that midereish yarcha denisa dehai shaita b'shabbos, that on that second year since they left Egypt, Rosh Chodesh Nisan was on a Sunday, right? Chad b'shabbos, right? Rosh Chodesh Nisan was on a Sunday. Oh, just 1 second. How do we know it was on a Sunday? Let me just remind myself. Because the day of Hakamas HaMishkan was Vayhi B'Chodesh HaRishon B'Shana HaShenis B'Echad L'Chodesh Hukam HaMishkan. Oh, and it's called Rishon L'Maisa Bereishis. That was the first of the 10 crowns of this wonderful, glorious day. And it was on the first of the days of creation, which means that it was on a Sunday. Okay. Now we have to work backwards. And he says the following. Umida Reish Yarcha Denisan Dahai Shata. If on the second year Rosh Chodesh Nisan was Bechad B'Shabsa, as we saw before, it was on Rishon L'Maisa Bereishis, means on a Sunday, is therefore we go back a year to Rosh Chodesh Nisan, the Eshtakad, the previous year, the year in which they left Mitzrayim, it must be that Rosh Chodesh Nisan was B'Arba B'Shabbos, was on a Wednesday. Okay. Rosh Chodesh Nisan is on a Wednesday. Let's just see. Yeah. He has it charted out over here that Rosh Chodesh Nisan is on a Wednesday. That's going to mean that Rosh Chodesh Iyar is on a Friday. And Rosh Chodesh Sivan is going to be on Shabbos, which means that the Aseres Hadibros were given on the 8th of Sivan. Alright, well, we'll come back to this in just a minute, but let's just get it straight over here. So he's saying that Rosh Chodesh Nisan on the first year was on a Wednesday. Okay, I have a footnote here. He says the following. Divrei Abraisa. Oh, Desanya, maybe we should read one more line here. Acherim Omrim Ein Bein Atzeres Le'atzeres V'Ein Bein Rosh Hashanah Le'Rosh Hashanah El Arba Yom Milva. In other words, if you calculate the same day in the calendar from one year to the next, there's only going to be a difference of 4 days of the week. So whatever the day of the week Rosh Hashanah falls out on, then if you add 4 days, then a year later it'll be 4 days later. Whatever that day is, whenever Rosh Hashanah is.
So that's it. So our scroll has, just on that, our scroll just has a good explanation.
Yeah.
Because they say that only works, I think, when you have a normal year.
29-30, 29-30,
right? Somalia. Yeah, when six are full and six are part, right. So in a normal year, in 354 days, then there will always be a four-day differential.
Right, because a regular year has 354 days in it. And after 354 days, divided by 7, which are the number of days of the week, there's a remainder of 4.
Okay, sorry, Ryber, I'm just
see, he summarizes this and he says that a particular date of 1 year will fall 4 days later in the week than it was on the preceding year. So when you go from 1 year to the next year, you fast forward 4 days of the week. So if Shmuz, for example, he gives the example, falls on a Wednesday, the next year Shavuos will fall out on a Sunday if we add 4 days. So we have Wednesday to Thursday, Thursday to Friday, Friday to Shabbos, that's 3 days, and Shabbos to Sunday is 4 days. Again, all this makes sense if you have the alternating Mole and Chaser. 1 month is 30, the next month is 29. There'll be 6 Chodesh Mole and 6 Chodesh Chaser. And that totals 354 days. So you multiply 6 by 30 and 6 by 29, and you end up with 354. Fine. Now, let's go back to our Braisa. The Braisa says that Ein Bein Atzeres Latzeres, Ein Bein Yiroshana Lroshana, from 1 year to the next, Ela Arba Yomim Bilvat. So you just have this jump of 4 days. V'imhoisa Shana Muberes Chamisha. But if you add an extra month of Adar, so then there's going to be a 5 day discrepancy. And that extra month is always Chaser, Rashi says. So 29 is 7 times 4 plus 1. And in a leap year, we have to add one more day of the week, from a particular date of that year to the same date in the next year. Okay, that's going to be 5 days of a difference in a case of a leap year that has an extra Adar. In any event, we already established that Nisan in the first year, according to this calculation, began on a Wednesday. Okay, it began on a Wednesday. And again, how do we know that? Because since Rosh Chodesh Nisan on the second year was on a Sunday, then if we turn the clock back by 1 year, then you subtract 4 days from Sunday and you go back to Wednesday. So now it comes out that Rosh Chodesh Nisan is on a Wednesday. And that's going to lead us to these charts here on the bottom. Why? Because if Rosh Chodesh Nisan is on a Wednesday, then Havilei Reish Yarcha De'Iyar B'Malei Shabbosa, it means that Rosh Chodesh Iyar is on a Friday. And the reason for that is because Nisan is always a Mole. So if you fast forward by 2 weeks from, just 1 second. Actually, we said that Rosh Chodesh Nisan was on a Wednesday, which is 4 days, 4 days after Sunday, or four days before Sunday. I guess that would be a better way of saying it. So if Rosh Chodesh Nisan is on a Wednesday, then if you want to get to day 30, so what you have to do is, you have to add 7, 7, 7, 7. 4 times 7 is 28, plus the first is 29. So the 29th of Nisan is going to be on a Wednesday. And since Nisan is a Mole, it means that the last day of Nisan is on a Thursday. And then the first day of Iyar is on a Friday. That's called Malei DeShabbasa. Okay, now we have to go to Sivan. Now, let's assume that Iyar, as it normally is Chaser. So if I add 28 days to that Friday, which is the first of Iyar, then the last day of Iyar is on a Friday, and the first day of Sivan, Rosh Chodesh Sivan, is on a Shabbos. Reish Yarcha de Sivan Shabbosa is Kasher Bein L'Rabbi Yossi u'Bein L'Rabbanon. This brisa doesn't stim, neither with Rabbanan who say, let's start with Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi says that Rosh Chodesh Sivan was on a Sunday, nor with Rabbanan who say that Rosh Chodesh Sivan was on a Monday. So the Gemara answers the following. The Rabbi Yossi, Shiva Chaserim Avud, that they, I'm assuming we're talking about the first year, we'll see if I'm right. They made the first year 7 chaserim and 5 mole, which would make the year 1 day shorter. Why? Because in a normal year we have 6 chaserim, here we have 7 chaserim. So instead of having 6 months of 29 days, you have 7 months of 29 days. And therefore, we have to add everything, push forward everything by one day.
Right.
So if we push off everything by 1 day, then Rosh Chodesh Sivan, instead of being on a Sunday, is on a Monday. I'm sorry. Rosh Chodesh Sivan, instead of being on Shabbos, is on a Sunday. So that's right. Wonderful. Okay. L'Rabbanan. Okay, now we're on the top of Peches. Shmona Chaserim Avud. Instead of having 7 months, 1 extra month of a Chaser, they had 8 months of a Chaser, which means that we have to push it forward by 2 days, and therefore, if in our original calculation, Rosh Chodesh Sivan was on a Shabbos, now, based on a new calculation, Rosh Chodesh Sivan is going to be on a Monday. Tashma, Titanya B'Seder Olam, which is a collection of brisos that goes through the history of the world. Nisan Shebo Yatsu Yisrael Mitzrayim, on that very month of Nisan when the people of Israel left Mitzrayim, B'Arbasar Shachatu Pischeim, so they shechted the Korban Pesach on the 14th. B'chamisha saw on the 15th Yatsu. B'yosa Yom Erev Shabbos Haya. The 15th of Nisan was a Friday. U'midereish Yarcha de Nisan Erev Shabbos. So let's just see. If we assume that Nisan is a mole, and and the day of Yetzias Mitzrayim, the 15th, was on a Friday, then to make it into mole, we add another 15 days, which would mean 2 weeks for Friday, and add a day of Shabbos, and now Rosh Chodesh Iyar is going to be on Sunday, and assuming Iyar is 29 days, then Rosh Chodesh Sivan is going to be on a Monday, which would support the Rabbanon. Let's see if I'm right. Umida Reish Yarcha Denisan Erev Shabbos is Reish Chashdi Yovachad B'Shabsa. That it means that Rosh Chodesh Iyar is on a Sunday, correct? Because we go from that Friday the 15th to 2 weeks later is Friday the 29th. And since Nisan is a mole, the last day of Nisan is going to be on Shabbos. First day of Iyar is going to be on a Sunday. Okay, now let's say the first day of Iyar is on a Sunday. Is then the Sivan Betrei B'Shabta, the Rosh Chodesh Sivan, is now going to be on a Monday. Let's just figure that out, because Iyar is a Chaser. So if the Rosh Chodesh Iyar is on a Sunday, then we add fast forward 4 weeks to get to the 29th, which is the last day of the month of Iyar, and that's going to be on a Sunday. Is therefore Rosh Chodesh Sivan is on a Monday. It's Kasha L'Rabbi Yossi. This is a clear-cut proof to Rabbanon. Amalcha Rabbi Yossi, Rabbanon. I mean, the same thing that you pulled on me, I'm going to pull on you. Toshma Rabbi Yossi Omer. B'sheni Ola Moshe V'yorad. Okay, now we're going to try to figure out what was going on starting with Rosh Chodesh Sivan. Now, let's assume, for argument's sake, we'll see if we can bear this out, that on Rosh Chodesh itself,
sir,
the people were tired, right, from the trip. So Moshe goes up the morning of the second day of Sivan. Right, so Rosh Chodesh Sivan was the day in which they arrived at Midbar Sinai, and the very next day on Monday, Moshe Rabbeinu goes up the Har, and what's the purpose of Moshe taking the initiative to climb up to Mount Sinai? I'm not sure exactly if he took the initiative, but on that day, which is the second day of Sivan, he came down with the message, Atem Tiuli Mamleches Kone V'Goy Kadosh. In other words, Moshe Rabbeinu is sort of, I don't want to use the word enticing, but maybe he's setting the mood, the proper mood, for Klal Yisrael to willingly want to accept the Torah, by telling them that through accepting the Torah, they will become a Mamleches Kone V'Goy Kadosh. So that's what happens on the second day of Nisan. Moshe Rabbeinu goes up to the mountain. He brings down a message from HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we will become a great nation. Now, Bishlishi, on the third of Sivan, Ola V'Yorad, and now he's coming down with, I believe, the Shloshes Yimei Hagbol. Let's see if I'm right. Yeah, on the third day of the month of Sivan, Moshe Rabbeinu goes up to the mountain a second time, and he gets the boundaries, and that's called Hagbola, because the people are not allowed to cross those boundaries and come too close to the mount.
Right.
Now he goes up on the fourth day to receive the Luchos, Veshuvlo Ola. That's the last time that he goes up. Wait, just one second. The language is a little confusing to me. It says, Bervi Yorad, Veshuvlo Ola. So what does it mean, Bervi?
I think it means now.
Oh,
yeah, so
now we're up to Prisha.
Until the Aseret Dibra.
Right, but I'm just saying, what happened on Yom Ravi? Ravi, he comes down with what's called Prisha. So let's go over it again. Yeah. On Monday, he comes down with Atem Tiyuli Mamleches Konevigoy Kadosh. On Tuesday, he comes down with Hagbalah. And, I'm sorry, forget about Tuesday. Again, on the first of Sivan, he rests. On the second of Sivan, he comes down with Atem Tiyuli Mamleches Konim. On the third of Sivan, he comes down with Hagbola. On the fourth of Sivan, he comes down with Prisha. And now, he's waiting to go up to get the Aseres HaDibros. And, fine. Me'acher Shalo Ola, Me'ichan Yorat. Okay, this is just, I think, an emendation in the language of the Brice. The Brice is very strange. It says, Bravi Yorat. Well, you didn't even tell me he went up. So he changes the gear, so he says, Ella, Bravi Ola Vi Yorat. You have to add one extra word here to the Brice. Ola Vi Yorat. Fine.
Right.
All right, now we're up to the fifth day of Sivan. Because on the fourth day of Sivan, he commands them in Prisha. Bechamisha, on the fifth day of Sivan, Bona Mizbeach, Behikrav Olav Karban. And I think this is the Karban at the end of Parashas Mishpatim. Let's see what it says here. Yeah, at the end of Parashas Mishpatim, it says, Vayiven Mizbeach Tachas Ahor. Okay, now this begins a process called bris, where they're entering into a covenant, and they're going to declare Kol Asher Yom Hashem Nasa, whatever Hashem says, we'll accept it. Bashishi lo hayalo pnai. What does this mean? On the sixth day, he did not have an opportunity to go up. Just one second, I want to check out the Hebrew here. There he says, Bashishi lo ola mishum shelo hayo lo pnai. Lama lo hayo lo pnai. My love, Mishum Torah. He says, Shiyom zeh hoya shishi lechaniyosam v'hoya Shabbos. So he's going according to the Rabbanon that Rosh Chodesh Sivan was on a Sunday. And the sixth of Sivan was on Shabbos. And that's the day in which they received the Aseres HaDibros. Ah, he says, what's v'lo hayalo pnai? Lahashkim v'lalo snifleichel. He didn't have time to go up early that morning. Okay, I mean, again, I'm trying to figure out, just one second, if this is the sixth day of Sivan, and if we assume that Rosh Chodesh Sivan was on a Sunday, is Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday? And what does it mean? On Friday, he is too busy with Kabbalah Satorah. One second. That doesn't make any sense, because the Torah was given on Sunday, on Shabbos, excuse me. So what am I missing here? I'm missing a piece of the puzzle. So again, L'deas HaKol, according to everybody, B'Shabbos Nitna Torah. Machlokas Rabbi Yossi Rabbanani Ha'im Yesh Ha'im Ho'yezeh B'Shishi B'Sivan, which was the sixth day of their Chanoyo, B'Shvi B'Sivan Shoyashvi B'Chanoyosom. Okay, all that makes sense, but what does it mean Lo Ho'yelo P'nai? One second, so we're on the sixth day. Right, we've calculated B'Shishi, we're up to B'Shishi. So we're on the sixth day of their Chanoya. And this would reflect the Shita of the Rabbanon. So on the sixth day, just one second, what's going on over here? This is a Friday, no? Oh, are we not? Ah, it depends when Rosh Chodesh was. Oh, I see, it depends when Rosh Chodesh was. See, I was assuming that Rosh Chodesh was on a Sunday. And then I got all flustered here, because if Rosh Chodesh was on a Sunday, then 6 days later would be a Friday. So you can't tell me that he was Torud the Kabbalah Satorah, because Kabbalah Satorah was on a Shabbos. Ah, so we're going to have to say that Rosh Chodesh Sivan was on a Monday. So now, if we count 6 days from Monday, we end up on Shabbos. Is that correct? Monday to Tuesday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Shabbos. Wait, one second. I thought I had it, just one second. If we assume that Rosh Chodesh was on a Sunday, so Monday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. So Friday is the sixth day. So Rabbi, this works better according to Rabbi Yossi. Why is the Gemara asking this as a kash on Rabbi Yossi? So if Rosh Chodesh Sivan was on a Sunday, then the following day, which was a Monday, the second day of Sivan, Moshe Rabbeinu goes up and brings down Mamleches Kohen V'Goy Kadosh. On Tuesday, which is the third day of Sivan, he goes up and he comes down with Hagbola. On Wednesday, which is the fourth of Sivan, he comes down with Prisha. On Thursday, which is the fifth of Sivan, he comes down with the Karbon. He comes down to make the Karbonos. And now, on the sixth day, he doesn't have time. Why is he so preoccupied on the sixth day? It must be because of Kabbalah Satorah. That's the Gemara's language here. Bashishi, on the sixth day of the week, which is the sixth day of the month, lo hayelo pnai. What does the Braisa mean? He didn't have an opportunity. The answer is Ma'alav Mishum Torah. No, that day was dedicated to receiving the Aseres HaDibros. Now, it's very strange. This is the author of this Bryce that was studying is Rabbi Yossi. And Rabbi Yossi was of the opinion that the Torah was given on the seventh day of the month. So it couldn't be that on the sixth day of the month he was busy with Kabbalah Satorah, because Torah wasn't given until the seventh day. Truth is, the Gemara could have asked another kasha based on the fact that the Torah was given on Shabbos. How could it be the sixth day he was busy with Kabbalah Satorah? I don't know. And the Gemara answers, Lo Mishum Torah Shabbos. That it's not because he was receiving the Torah on that sixth day, which was the sixth of Sivan, but rather he was busy preparing for Shabbos. Now, again, I'm not exactly sure why, like, there seems to be a premise here that if not for the fact that Moshe had no p'nai, then he would have gone up and down the mountain on that sixth day. But the answer is he was busy with Kabbalah Sator, the Asar Sadivus. That's not clear to me. In any event, the Gemara says that based on what we saw in Rava, that everybody agrees the Torah was given on Shabbos. Machlokes of Yossi and the Rabbanan is whether this was on the 6th of Sivan or the 7th of Sivan. And here the Braisa is saying something that's l'chora untenable, because Rav has established that everybody agrees that the Shabbos, the Torah was given on Shabbos. Now, and here we have a calculation where the Torah was given on a Friday. So the Gemara answers, lo, mishum Torah ha-Shabbos. So again, my humble opinion, although the commentary here doesn't seem to assume so, is that the Gemara's original kasha was even on the Rabbanan, because the way this brisa is set up, according to Rabbanon, we would say this whole series of days, this whole calendar was correct, but it starts on a Monday, because Rosh Chodesh Sivan is on a Monday. Let's assume that Iyar was a Moleh. So Rosh Chodesh Sivan is on a Monday, and therefore the Torah was given on Shabbos. According to Rav Yossi, that Rosh Chodesh was on a Sunday. What does the Braisa mean when he says on Friday he was busy, what, busy with Torah? Torah wasn't given until Sunday, and the answer is Torah HaShabbos. Okay. Torah Shahu Glila, somebody from the north, I'll lay the Rav Chisda in front of Rav Chisda. Brich Rachmana, Diyov Orion, Tlisoy, Liam Tlisoy, Day Tlisoy, Biom Tlisoy, Biarchad Tlisoy. Blessed be God who gave the Torah. Tlisai means in a three-tier series, which refers to Torah, Neviim, Ksuvim, to give it to the people of Israel, who divide up into three divisions of Kohanim, Leviim, Yisraelim, and through the third, who is Moshe Rabbeinu, who is the third to his parents, because Aaron and Miriam were older than him. The Yom Tlisai were given on Yom Shlishi, B'Yarchet Yisai, in the third month. Because if the first month is Nisan, then Sivan is the third month. Now, what's B'Yom Tlisai? Let's just see what B'Yom Tlisai is. Oh, I see. It's the third day of Prisha. Fine. Now, what is the significance here of the third? So this next Gemara, Vayisyatzu V'Sachtis Ahar, begins a new Agadat. I think we'll stop here. So let's just make a note of where we got to. We're on Daf Pei Ches, approximately 15 lines down from the top, with the two dots, Vayisyatzu V'Tachtis Ahar.